He's filming us. Because I'm going to training camp today.
Oh.
Not going to see you for at least 2 to 3 years. I'm just kidding. I'll probably see you tomorrow.
Kicker Josh Scobie reporting for his 12th training camp with the Jaguars. Look for a full feature coming up Friday on Jaguars.com. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Camp is upon us. Jaguars veterans reported for work Thursday, and many already reported earlier this week. 89 of 90 players are accounted for so far. We'll get to that one player not in the building in just a moment. The excitement is always elevated at the start of training camp. But in year three for head coach Gus Bradley, things are a little different.
It's different feel. I think, you know, last year, maybe, you know, some would say that we were young. We can't say that this year. I think we have some youth, but it's the right amount of youth. I think that we brought in some veteran players, and some of our youth have grown to be more of a veteran presence.
Now back to the one player not in camp today. That's 13th-year Leo defensive end Chris Clemens. And Bradley said he's talked with Clemens, but also called it a little concerning. And he added he doesn't expect it to be an extended absence. Veteran linebacker Paul Posluszny spoke with the media today, too, and he said that players understand that Clemens' normal offseason routine is a little different, but now is the time to help the team.
He really makes things go on that defensive line, and he's a big part of our pass rush, and he's a great teammate to have around. You know, veteran presence, leadership, he's been on outstanding defenses before, so, I mean, we want him here. We want him here, so, I mean, whatever we need to do to get him here, I think we'll try.
Some other notes from reporting day. Wide receiver Marquise Lee is cleared to practice. He missed the final phase of the offseason program with a knee injury. That's good news for the receivers. Rookie safety James Sample has that broken arm. He's week to week in camp. He gets ever closer to his return. And Leo defensive end Dante Fowler Jr. will go on injured reserve in September, but he continues to come to the facility every day for rehab, as he did in the dead zone. And by all accounts, his recovery is going very well. Well, on training camp eve, everybody expects improvement from this team as a whole, but for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, it all comes down to one guy.
Football season is here, or at least it's visible from here. After months of waiting for free agency in the draft, now we wait for real, honest-to-goodness football. Honestly, that means we're waiting another month, but training camp and the preseason is a fairly good substitute. There are plenty of storylines to follow this summer. A new offense, a new offensive line, a defense that was bolstered in many of the right places. Higher expectations in season three for Gus Bradley's program, rookie running back T.J. Yeldon, and it goes on and on and on. The big story, of course, is quarterback Blake Bortles, whose mechanics were highly scrutinized throughout the spring and summer workouts, and by all accounts, were worthy of higher expectations for season two of the young signal caller's career. If you have a quarterback in this league, you win. If you don't have a quarterback in this league, you don't. The defense should be better. The offensive line, with better players and a highly regarded new coach, should be much better. Julius Thomas is the first big-time offensive threat they've had around here in years. If Blake Bortles is better, then the Jaguars will be much better. Maybe a lot better. So will Bortles be better? That's what we all want to know and hope to find out when training camp opens tomorrow.
Tomorrow it is, Brian. Season ticket members only at Friday's practice. But remember to register for free tickets to the rest of the open Jaguars practices. For those dates and all the information, visit jaguars.com/training camp events. The Jags are off and running. The first training camp practice, Friday at 9:55 a.m. We'll have live coverage from practice right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.